You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that right there, it's going to be a bloodbath. Lions fans trying to get tickets later today. Reminder, 10 a.m. Yep. They are free, but they are going to go quickly. And people love getting out to Allen Park.
It's a fun experience. We get a chance to get down there, you know, every year. We're going to be down there again this year.
Yep.
And it's fun when you pull in and you start to get the excitement. Obviously, we pull in much earlier than anybody else is there, but I've gone down just for a practice before, yeah. And you see the line. You see the fans starting to show up in cars, in buses, and the energy is tremendous.
And some may say, all this for practice. I don't think they understand. This football team has captured the city. We're in this Super Bowl window.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell is as magnetic a personality as there is, but the whole roster has cult following. And you do get stuff in some of these practices, especially the joint practices, that are even more beneficial than the preseason games themselves.
Oh, yeah. This is the only time to see the starters.
Right.
Is that practice? You're right. Not going to see them in the training or in the, you know, preseason game. So the
buzz is there in 10 a.m. Have your alarm set 9:55 or earlier. Be ready today.
Yes. Hope you're one of the lucky few.
John, good morning. 97.1.
Good morning, bud.
We got a lot to do today.
Jim's.
There's more than one of me. That's a problem.
I don't know. Yeah, sometimes I hear voices.
I got Heather Park, I got Gov and Greg, and we've got the whole gang ready to go here. So, with the home run derby last night, John.
Yeah.
Your guy Cal Raleigh,
mm-hmm,
got it done, and he did it from both sides. We had speculated at the end of the show: would he do the switch hitter routine? Would he hit lefty? Would he hit righty? He needed the bonus time, and he needed every last inch to get out of that first round.
It's always seemed a little bit bizarre to me that, you know, when you see a home run hit and they tell you exactly how far it was, I get the, you know, geometry and physics and all that stuff involved, but to be so specific that it comes down to an inch, I would have preferred a hit off.
Yes.
I think
it's the competitor in you.
Right. And it's if it's that close, can you really tell me that the math is so exact that the wind doesn't play that much of a factor, or maybe it did, or maybe there was a gust of wind that helped or hurt? It just,
how about
at that
just,
point,
just if go it's, back out.
Yeah, and go back out there.
And I know the concern is it's the first round and they got a long night ahead of them. 30 seconds apiece.
I don't care. They can speed it up. You know, they have commercials every 30-second break.
No, I'm saying for the batters. Like, it's more
swings.
No,
I know, but the reason they don't want to go past their time and all this stuff, they don't want to miss any commercial time, but at any time out.
That didn't stop them from dropping
a
little commercials.
Yeah, there's a 30-second commercial there while, you know, we're watching Cal Rowley, you know, talk to his dad. The coolest thing, the absolute coolest thing, was Cal Rowley's younger brother as the catcher. I thought that was so cool. That kid, was he 15 years old?
That's what they said,
An absolute stud going back to high school. Did you see me? Did you see my brother? My old man was pitching? walking into high school with your chest puffed out. I think that was so cool. And it's really only, I don't know any other aspect of sport where a moment like that is even possible.
You're saying?
Like where your dad's pitching to you. And
Your brother's hitting homers.
Your brother's hitting home runs, and I'm sitting there catching. I just think that is, it's such a unique opportunity. I mean, is he sitting there, is he telling his brother, like, okay, that one's gone, home run? Like, what was the communication like before? Hey, tell me where that ball went, or did it go out? You know, hey, nice swing, bro. I don't know.
I just thought
it was awesome.
Yeah, so he wins the home run derby last night, beats Junior Caminero. Look, home run derby's not exactly appointment television, but it was the only thing really on television last night. The other thing, we're going to just mention off the top of the show here. We'll get Tiger Factor Fiction receipts later in the hour. We'll make college football great again at 6:50. This Nick Saban rumor, did you?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. Greg McElroy, he does radio down in Bama, former Bama quarterback. Has people close to Nick Saban telling him Saban's going to get back into coaching?
Yeah. It's funny to me because McElroy says, well, somebody told me that he's going to get back into coaching.
He said, I wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't somebody reputable.
Right. And I think the only reputable person, and I doubt she's confiding in Greg McElroy.
Miss Terry?
Would be Miss Terry.
Unless Miss Terry's telling Greg this.
Yeah. Which...
because he walked away because he didn't like all of the BS around the sport. That BS is very much still there and has only grown. It's where we're going to try to fix the sport later in the hour.
I mean, he talked about, and we actually heard him ask donors at Alabama, like, we need to step up in NIL. And maybe it was just a place, and I can't imagine if Nick Saban asked that somebody didn't step up, but maybe there is somewhere else where he can get big money donors to step up and actually have the ability to pay the best players. I'm just throwing darts at all. I don't think he's coming back. I think he is doing a great job. I love seeing him on TV, College Game Day. Like, it's... I think he's done a tremendous job. I don't know why he would come back.
You wouldn't walk away from something that had the infrastructure you built.
Right.
At a place that has the financial resources in Tuscaloosa.
Well, but
to come back at 73 years old to sit here and negotiate deals with agents of 17, 18, and 19-year-olds. He walked away, I thought, for good reason. What does he have left to prove? So what?
So I guess I think about it and we talk through it, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
I could see why he'd want to come back. I'm sure he misses coaching.
Sure.
I'm sure he misses the competitive side of it. Plus, he sees his buddy, Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
Back in the game.
I mean, Bill Belichick is coaching North Carolina this year. Whoever, ever would have thought that? And he's doing it with a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Well,
okay, whoever, ever would have... This is nothing. This would not be surprising at all to me. And plus, Lane Kiffin said he doesn't think he's done, and he said it would be college or NFL.
Well, that's the other note I noted. When McElroy said he's going to get back into coaching, he didn't specify. Maybe he had the itch to get back to the NFL and right the wrong for Miami. I don't know. It probably makes more sense.
Maybe it's the only way he can go beat Harbaugh. I'm being, smarmy, like
rubs off on you.
Influenced me. But no, I mean, all of these things are a part of it. And maybe his time in Miami, he would like a do-over, and, for the Dolphins. And okay, I learned it didn't go well. I went back to college football. Obviously, I aced that one. And now he wants a shot at the NFL. I don't know. I think the reason that Bill Belichick is in college is because nobody in the NFL would give him a job, and he just didn't want to be done. Coaching is his life.
Yeah.
So if you take that into context, and I believe just about anybody in college football would give Nick Saban a job.
So, Tom, you had a list of, like, possible Nick Saban fits in college?
Yeah, so CBS said, okay, if he were to come... excuse me. If he were to come back, these are the top five. LSU.
Sure, he coached there previously. Yeah. SEC Power, it's a big put up or shut up year for Brian Kelly. Okay.
Michigan, number two.
John?
Well, it's a big year for Sharon Moore. And so I think he
bought himself a lot of goodwill beating Ohio State last year.
Oh, no question.
At the same time, if you watched last year, you were wondering, bizarre carousel at quarterback, couldn't make a decision there. The offensive line, his position.
Well, I don't know that there was a decision to be made at the quarterback position.
Right, but the way that was conducted was a bit of a circus last year at quarterback, was it not?
Again, because they didn't necessarily have a quarterback.
Right. At the same time, in-game bizarre uses of challenges. I think it was the Indiana game. We're just waiting for him to take a timeout, and it's like he was in brain freeze mode.
One of the reasons
was some game management stuff that I think for a first-year head coach that caused some concern. Now, we don't bring it up now because he beat Ohio State, and it felt like that kind of settled everything down, and then he made the change at OC, and this is going to be the year where Sharon Moore either is or is not the coach they want him to be.
Right.
So they didn't have a quarterback because their head coach and quarterback the year before didn't want to get somebody in the portal. They wanted to get a national title. That's why Michigan didn't have a quarterback last year, which was stupid. Yeah. Number three, Florida State.
So Jimbo walked away because he didn't feel like they had enough support there. Right? He didn't like the support at Florida State. They're going to suddenly, maybe they learn their lesson and they back up a Brinks truck, and it's not just salary for Saban, but it's the whole thing.
Oh, if anybody decides that Nick Saban, we want him to be our next coach, bring in multiple Brinks trucks.
Yeah. Who else on this list?
Number four, Texas Tech. Like, what is this, Bobby Knight all over again?
A lot of money.
They're spending money like it's like they're printing it. And so this is the new age of college football. So if that's what Nick Saban's looking for is simply I want to go to a university that is going to pay. Right? We know that there's the revenue share. Yeah. That's going to be fixed across college football. How much is going to football, basketball, all that stuff. It doesn't matter. But in NIL, in terms of donors, there's no school right now that is willing to pony up more than what Texas Tech has been doing.
All right, last one, North Carolina. I mean, seriously.
if they fire his buddy, there's no chance that Nick Saban says, okay, after a year and you fired my buddy, I'm going to go ahead and take that job. I just think on principle, he wouldn't.
The best job out there for Nick Saban, if he were to take a job after this season, is the Buffalo Bills. If they don't win the Super Bowl.
Because I remember him talking about it didn't work in Miami and he wanted Drew Brees. And they couldn't get Drew Brees, and they didn't have a quarterback. And in the NFL, it's not like you can go to the next group of blue chip recruits and bring them in. You're just kind of outside looking in. Well,
if you're
Josh
Buffalo,
Allen would be as good a quarterback.
But if you're Buffalo, and if they don't win it, I get you. Maybe Sean McDermott is taking them as far as he can.
Yeah,
but do you then gamble on a coach that has failed in the NFL already?
It's a 3-year thing with Josh Allen in his prime.
This feels very much to me. Now, we didn't have that quarterback. This is a Dan Snyder ownership move. I'm going to bring in this guy to sell a bunch of tickets. We're going to have a brand new stadium. We've got this great shiny, prize at quarterback. I find it very hard to believe that Buffalo would go that route.
Something to chew on. I don't know how real it is. Again, a source close to Saban. Unless it's Miss Terry or Nick himself, nobody knows what the hell's going on there. It's 97.1.
Hey, summer, we're right in the middle of it, and it's going to be another steamy one today. Don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll do the same for yours. Upgrade your system now, and you could save up to $1,000. Give a shout for details, or you could schedule a free in-home estimate. They also offer same-day service, so if you woke up this morning or this weekend, you're like, man, it's way too warm in here. AC's not getting it done. Give them a call before 12 noon today, and they'll be there same day. You can find more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday. It means we're giving away as much as $2,000 at 725. It's the two grand slam. Going to make college football great again at 650. Nick Saban may be getting back into the sport. I say may. This comes from Greg McElroy, his former quarterback. He does media radio down in Alabama. Mm-hmm. He says, well, he's hearing stuff. And then Lane Kiffin said, I could see him getting back into coaching. I don't know if that's Lane stirring the pot, peak Lane Kiffin. We got some ticket text, John.
Yeah.
Saban to Ohio State would be a Michigan nightmare. Ken in a car. I think Ryan Day.
I think Saban anywhere other than your school, especially if they play on a regular basis, would be a nightmare. He's unbelievable as a college football coach.
Is Day safe now that he won the national title?
Yeah, he's safe for a while.
Even though he's struggling with Michigan. If he loses to Michigan again this year, it's still okay.
There's always going to be a whole bunch of knuckleheads down there that if you can't beat Michigan, I mean, we go through this every year. Mm-hmm. They'll put out, and I did this when I was doing radio with Ben Hartsock, who's a former Ohio State tight end. We would put a poll out, and it was, would you rather, and it was lose to Michigan but win a national title, or go 0-11 or 1-11 with that one being Michigan, and an absurd amount would say they would rather go 1-11 beating Michigan. So I'm not going to speak for the nut jobs down south. So it's that is what it is.
Texter says, guys, at this stage, it could just mean he'd be a consultant for a program, not a real head coach. See, I'll disagree. I think he's a control guy.
Oh.
I think if he's back at a program, he is in control of everything at that program.
Yeah. He's not a behind the scenes, pull the strings type of guy.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a recommendation. No, it's his way.
Oh, yeah. That recommendation. And then all of a sudden the coach says, I know better. I'm not going to go with Nick Saban's recommendation.
Not happening.
No.
Yeah, someone also told McElroy that Nick Saban had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend in February of last year, signed Mr. Brightside. This is just complete hearsay. It's well done.
Yeah, I trust me. It's, you know, the source to me isn't one of reliability.
I don't want to see Saban damage his legacy. Please stay retired.
He goes back to college football. He's not damaging his legacy.
Yeah, I don't see
he
just, that.
He won a national championship at LSU. Could he? Does he possibly want to be the only coach that wins a national championship at three spots?
Right, because he's done it at two. Urban's done it at two. Yeah. It's a short list of guys who have done it at two. Texter says, what's the selling point on hiring a guy who will be 74 next year? He's the greatest coach in the history of the sport.
And it shows no signs of slowing down.
Well, the sign of slowing down would be that he retired and stepped away from 2 years of college football. Well,
the reason he retired, though, is it because, you know, hey, maybe he just needed some time to wrap his mind around where this game is going, and he just wanted to go somewhere that would pay more than the alums at Alabama would.
Only a true Michigan slap would think Saban would come out of retirement to coach Michigan next year. There's a chance they will still be suffering from sanctions. Why in God's name would he inherit that mess at this age?
Okay, so if you're, first of all, no Michigan slap here. I didn't say it. And you, Tom, were not saying that he's coming back to Michigan. You were saying there was a list that you read off of.
And then there was a national host driving in that's listed Michigan as number one. This is what people are saying.
So here's the thing. If you're going back into coaching, you're going to go to a blue blood program. Michigan is a blue blood program. He'd obviously have to see what happens with the NCAA before he'd even consider a job like that.
What about Notre Dame?
Well, Freeman's...
He's fine this year, but...
Or
I feel like he's pretty secure at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's secure. But I don't know... Okay, I'll say this. If Nick Saban says, I want to go to Notre Dame, what does Notre Dame do? They take Nick Saban.
If you take Nick Saban for 1 to 2 years over 10 years of Freeman?
I mean, that if you think he's only coaching 1 to 2 years, then maybe not. But
is he coaching until he's 80? I mean, how many years am I getting out of Nick?
Again, take a look at him. Does he look like he has any signs of slowing down?
No.
I mean, how old is Pete Carroll?
He's in his 70s, right?
No, yes,
he's 73, 74.
Yeah, and I mean, he got an NFL job, and he's still running up and down the sidelines, chomping on his gum.
Pete Carroll, 73 years old.
Mm-hmm. I think if he did, it would be an NFL job. That's just my opinion. It's pretty, everything's set up. You know the system. You know your players you're inheriting. That's why I said Buffalo. If McDermott doesn't get to a Super Bowl.
I'm intrigued by that.
It's intriguing. However, he failed miserably in his first opportunity as an NFL coach.
All right, we got Tigers first half receipts at 6:35. Speaking of failing miserably, we'll see how we did trying to predict what would happen this season with the Tigers. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, police are urging people to not engage with aggressive drivers after a road rage incident ended with a shooting Sunday evening on I-94 in Detroit. Mm. So according to Michigan State Police, somebody called, reported that he was driving eastbound on the highway when he was involved in a road rage incident with another driver. He says he exited the freeway, heard a shot, and then felt a bullet hit his vehicle. That guy pulled over, right, to check everything out. There was a bullet hole found in his vehicle, but he was not hurt. That's the good news. The suspect kept driving after the shooting. Police spent hours searching the freeway. They do continue to investigate. But now police are saying that if you're involved in a road rage incident, right, just ignore the other driver and try to create distance between yourself and that other vehicle.
Sometimes easier said than done. But
I was going to say, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, in the moment, you're like, I'm going to tailgate this guy. Oh, he just cut me off.
I'm going to cut him off.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a deep breath.
I typically don't do that, but...
No, I used to, but I have this little voice that's now in my head, but also sits next to me in the car that says, hey, don't be a dummy.
Get home safe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A Detroit teen was arrested and is awaiting charges after a weekend car crash, a fatal car crash that began with a police chase. We spoke about this incident yesterday. Well, now a 16-year-old is being held at the Macomb County Juvenile Justice Center after authorities say the teen crashed a vehicle at a high rate of speed into another vehicle while fleeing from police. The driver of that other vehicle, a 28-year-old Madison Heights man who passed away, a young father, husband, two little kids, a one-year-old, I think it was a three-month-old. Very, very sad news, of course. So investigators believe that the 16-year-old is part of an organized crew targeting the residents of Macomb County. Macomb County Prosecutor's Office, they're hoping to charge this teen as an adult. Bond for the teen was denied. They'll be back in court on July 18th. Former NFL quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was suspended from his position as a high school football coach in Miami for allegedly providing impermissible benefits to his players. It's believed that this suspension stems from a post that he made on social media where he acknowledged covering transportation, meals, and recovery-related costs for his players during the 2024 season. He also did ask in that post for people to contribute financially this year so those expenses wouldn't fall on him solely. And he has confirmed his suspension on Facebook, saying that it is impossible to suspend somebody who doesn't actually
work
yeah. for them. But
he's a volunteer.
Yes. And he did make it known that he remains committed
to that school.
His alma mater.
What a monster helping these high schoolers get fed and get to A to B.
When I looked at this, I didn't know the story before the article. And I was like, oh, high school. I thought it was going to be
a college program.
Yes,
yeah.
He's coaching because he loves the game, wants to help the community, wants to help these young kids.
And different high school associations in states have different rules in regards to if you can have, and it depends on if it's a public school, a private school,
sure.
and you can help them get there or not, what type of benefits you can give them. So it's too bad.
Yep. The next time you're thinking of stopping at a fast food drive-thru or going into the restaurant, the drive-thru doesn't really matter. It's the food that matters. You may want to consider the health risks first. I think we're all aware that fast food isn't the best food for you. I think everybody knows that. It's not why you're going to a fast food restaurant.
You're going there because
you're hungry and
it's
fast.
It's easy and it's yummy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is a new report from World Atlas that ranks the top 10 unhealthiest fast food chains, warning, of course, of risks of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Wendy's ranked right there as the most unhealthy.
Oh, really?
Yes. Along with other popular chains, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Little Caesars, Chick-fil-A, all on the list. Wendy's, the worst. Sonic, Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, KFC, Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. Out the top 10
that
most unhealthy restaurants.
Culver's and Five Guys are healthy.
No.
That's not how I heard it. It means those are the ones that are unhealthy.
Yes.
The other ones are healthy.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, first half, fact or fiction, receipts from the Tigers. It's 97.1. If you're injured in an auto accident, listen up. You need a law firm that cares. And that's the whole thing with KG Law. 877-KG-CARES, online, kgcares.com. It's Lawrence KG and it's his team. Not your stuffy or slimy lawyer types. Down-to-earth, approachable people. When you call, you're going to meet with the intake team. They're going to be with you every step of the way. You're not going to be passed off in the dark. They're going to work for you. They're going to work hard to get you results. 98% success rate. Give them a call. 877-KG-CARES. That's online. KGCARES.com. K-A-J-Y. KGCARES.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So this is how this works. For the season, we had fact or fiction with the Tigers in Major League Baseball. We're at the All-Star break. See how we did. Greg, you got receipts?
Oh, we sure do. The receipt master, our old personal CPA over here. We have 11 items that we did, I believe it was on opening day, so let's get to them. First one up was Tarek Skubal will win the AL Cy Young again. Jim, you said fiction. John, you said fiction.
Yep.
The current verdict, he is the current favorite to win the AL Cy Young, according to FanDuel, minus 210, so not looking good for you guys, looking good for Tarek Skubal.
He's even better than last year. It's unbelievable.
It's bizarre, and I think the reason we said no was...
You get the field.
At least I didn't. You take the field, you get more opportunity, but there's only been, 10 pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball that have won it twice, and in back-to-back seasons would be remarkable. And
it is.
And he is unreal what he is doing.
Bobby Witt Jr. will win the AL MVP award. Costa and John, both understanding the concept of likely outcomes, said this would be fiction.
Yes.
Took Aaron Judge. Currently, Aaron Judge is the overwhelming favorite, minus 600, to win that award. What about Bobby Witt Jr.? Here's Gov.
I think Witt Jr. wins it, and I think there's a chance the Royals might win 100 games this year.
Really? Oh, God, Tom.
Highly unlikely.
I forgot they couldn't hit.
Highly unlikely on both accounts.
Golly.
Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, plus 12,000 is part of a long-shot group to win the AL MVP, along with Riley Green is in that group.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shohei Ohtani will win 10 games as a pitcher. Jim and John both agreed again that this would be fiction. Currently, this looks like it's in the bag. Currently, he's at zero.
Oh, yes. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. No, it's not
happening.
They
took their time with him. Yeah. It's about the postseason.
Well, and I mean, you got it. How many innings do you have to pitch to actually get a win?
Five.
Yeah. And I don't know that he actually pitches a game of five or more innings
this year. September, he may. In the postseason ramp up.
He may. But again,
there's
not enough time. Yeah.
No.
Spencer Torkelson will lead the Tigers in home run. Jim, you said fiction, it would be Kerry Carpenter. John, you said fiction, it would be Kerry Carpenter. You did mention Riley Green, but does anybody disagree on this show? The verdict. Torkelson's got some catching up to do. He is second on the team with 21. Green leads with 24. The aforementioned Kerry Carpenter has 16.
Yep.
Paul Skeens will win the NL Cy Young Award. Both of you said fact. The verdict. Well, he's neck and neck with Zach Wheeler of the Phillies. According to FanDuel, Wheeler is the favorite right now at minus 125. Skeens is right behind him at minus 105.
If Skeens doesn't win it, I mean, could he be the first guy under team control to hold out and demand a trade into next year? They cannot. His numbers are ridiculous.
You can't hold the wins and losses against him.
Well, I think there's,
if he doesn't win, that may be part of it. You're right.
And I mean, they just can't. They can't give him any run support. It's crazy. If he had average run support, I think he's. I think I saw a stat that he'd have like one loss.
It's unbelievable.
Parker Meadows will play in 81 games. Jim and John, you said fiction. Both of you did.
Did we really just agree on everything? Tell me we disagree at some point in this.
Well, I think we will. I don't remember.
I will say that you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. Both of you said fiction. He's got work left to do. He's played in 32 games so far. He would have to play in 49 of the Tigers' 65 remaining games in order to hit this 81-game mark.
And if he gets sent down at any point,
right,
we're golden. The team isn't, but we're golden.
There's a chance that he could hit the 81 games. I don't think he does, and I don't necessarily know because he's sent down. I think there is still a hamstring to pop at some point.
This is interesting. Vlad Guerrero Jr. will be traded mid-season. Jim, you said fact. John, we've got an audio daily double.
There's no way they can just let a value like that walk. They'll trade him by the trade deadline.
Well, yeah. That's not happening because remember, shortly thereafter, he signed a 14-year, $500 million extension with the Blue Jays. Not happening.
Right. Some context. So, they seemed pretty far apart when we taped that.
Correct. And they are not letting a value like that just walk.
I don't know if anything became wrong quicker than that was April 9th. He signed the contract.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it was like a week. But he also said, "Well, you know, during I'm not going to have contract negotiations during the season."
So we're going perfect.
Yeah,
I mean, and April 9th, the Royals still had a chance to win 100 games.
I mean, I don't know about that.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah, they said $500 million. He said, "Okay, I'll negotiate."
Jackson Jobe will win American League Rookie of the Year.
No,
Jim, audio daily double.
I'm going to say fact. I don't know if I fully believe it, but this is maybe me trying to will it. He's going to get hit up a little bit this year, but if he's on the team to start, and he is, he's going to log the innings. He's got the stuff. He's got the name. Fact.
John was a little less emphatic, but he also said fact.
Yeah.
He is out for the year. Not happening, guys.
Yeah,
sorry,
he's out
Jackson.
For the year this year and probably next. So can we do this one early? I'll say he does not win it next year.
Fiction.
Yeah.
All right, the Yankees will miss the playoffs. Jim, you said fact.
What? Did I really?
Yes.
What a dumbass.
Soto. That's why. They lost Juan Soto.
Okay.
And Garrett Cole.
Yes. Yeah.
John, you said fiction.
We finally disagree, and I win.
Yeah, only because I was a dumbass.
Yeah, and you picked Aaron Judge to win the MVP, by the way.
They might not make it.
Let's see.
So here's the verdict. They got work left to do. They are the top wild card team. They're 3.5 clear of a playoff spot of who would be number fourth in that wild card standings.
Yeah. And they're only two back of the Blue Jays and the mighty division. Vlad Jr.
Yes, who re-signed Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yes.
Did they now?
For $500 million. The Tigers will make the playoffs as a wild card. Now, this is the way, like, Gov can just kind of throw that one in there. I don't think it's... It's literal versus spiritual. Now, both of you guys said fiction.
Well, because we predicted that they would win the division.
Right. Sure. Right.
I remember the numbers. I know your numbers, and I know mine.
It's a bad division. I thought they could win it with
80
games.
I believed, and you guys didn't.
Shut up.
Fiction is literally correct. It is spiritually incorrect.
Yeah, correct. Incorrect. What? Right.
All right.
No wrong.
And no
yes.
The final item, the Dodgers will repeat as World Series champions. Hey, the verdict? See you in October. They got as good a chance as anybody.
What did we say?
I said yes. I said fact.
I think I said fact.
Both said fact.
Yeah. Now, we didn't do a good job of playing radio hosts in that segment.
But I don't ever want to do that. I don't want to do the, like,
know,
take the other side, just argue.
Yeah,
I know, but
John,
if you had, you would have been a lot more right.
I just disagreed with you?
Yeah, because most of ours together were wrong.
Yeah.
Which one do you dislike the most? What were you wrong on the most? Vlad shouldn't count. Nobody saw that coming.
I mean... The Yankee
especially
one, I feel
since
stupid.
He said he wasn't going to negotiate during the season.
Yeah.
Now, I understand why
he did.
No,
but I think
the
dumbest thing was a 100-win Royals team.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that was an add-on. We weren't necessarily asked about
that was
what
his
the Royals...
Love of Bobby Witt.
I think the worst one is probably going to be Tarek Skubal will win the Cy Young, and we both said fiction.
Now, preseason, I remember you said 80 wins for the Tigers.
Yeah.
I was way more optimistic. I had them over at 82.
Right. Yeah. So you were closer to them making it as a wild card team. But spiritually, is that how it goes? We could be right because they're going to make it, just not as a wild card team.
No, I think Greg's saying spiritually, we both thought they weren't even making the playoffs in any way, shape, or form. And now,
how do you know what I was thinking or was in my heart at that time?
Probably after Doug, or maybe Gator too, but Doug definitely was the most bullish person on the Tigers. I was with him in terms of, I had no reason to believe that last year was a fluke. I thought it would carry over this year, and I remember saying, I'll just go with 86, because I think they can be just as good as last year.
But the issue was, you throw in injuries to center field. You were all over Parker Meadows and the Catalyst, and I take the Catalyst off this team. Then I take Vierling, who Gibby pontificated about on our show. Like, those guys aren't here to start the season. And we felt like, does that chop off 5 or 6 games from a team that won 86 the year before? Now you're on the outside looking
then
in.
Then I also thought, hey, they'll do lineup chaos.
Yeah.
So let me
ask
you.
And we all slept on Gleyber Torres. We thought he'd be a good addition. He's in the All-Star game tonight.
Now, there's going to be, you know, slumps. There's going to be hot moments for guys. Do you think in terms of the fourth one, Spencer Torkelson will lead the Tigers in home runs? He's currently second at 21, and Green has 24. Do you think there's a possibility he could still lead the Tigers in home runs?
We're not out of that race.
Yeah.
I mean, Green is streaky. And if he has a cold stretch, Torque's right there.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about streaky. Huh. So is Spencer Torkelson.
So the two of them right now are both going to finish with north of 30 home runs.
Could either push
for 40. That may be in our second half factor fiction.
Yeah, could be. Could both of them hit 40?
I'll just disagree with you every time. We'll make it interesting.
Yeah, you go first.
That's the first half. That's Fact or Fiction. It's 97.1.
Hey, Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. Their focus has always been on using the highest quality ingredients, and you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything that they release. And with that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. And when you think about a beer that has those qualities, easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful, where would you want those? Tailgating, grilling, going to the beach on the boat, or just kicking back in the backyard? All of those great options every single time for an all-day IPA. It's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. So look for All-Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.